Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of Revelation. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 7. Let's back up to verse number 17 in Revelation 6, because Revelation chapter 7, I believe, is an answer to that statement or that question in verse number 17. Remember, the first six seals have taken place, and we're in the midst of, we're in the middle of the tribulation period at this time. In verse number 17, for the great day of his wrath has come, speaking of the wrath of God, the great tribulation period, days of Jacob's trouble, 3.5 years have taken place. And we know about the six seals, and by then, you know, one quarter of humanity on this earth has died during the tribulation period because of wars and famines. And the question is, for the great day of his wrath is coming, who shall be able to stand? In other words, who can survive this? You know, how are we going to make it through this? Well, part of that answer is we find in chapter number 7. There are people who are going to survive the tribulation period. And we are introduced to these people in Revelation chapter number 7. And we find a little bit more information of them in Revelation 14. And they're known as the 144,000. We're going to read there are 12,000 from each tribe of Israel, excluding Dan. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. And they're listed. And I take, again, I take this literally. A lot of people try to symbolize it, you know, with church or some other thing and all, but I take it very literally about these men who God will seal them so that these actually protect them. So that these seals, and the trumpets, all these, the wrath of God that comes upon the whole earth, it will not affect them. They will not be bothered. I think of, remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, they went through that fire, and even the smoke of the flame didn't even get on them. I mean, God supernaturally protected them. Daniel in the den of lions, you know. So many times we see where God's hand was upon his people. Well, I believe those stories, don't you? I believe that. I was listening to the music this morning, and I think Brian Free and Assurance was singing that song, I Believe. And every word, whatever, how that goes, you know, watermelon everywhere, how it goes. But one of, I believe, about the coat of many colors, I was really listening to the verses, and Daniel, and I believe, and then he goes into the course, I believe it all. I believe, and I do. And I believe here in Revelation chapter number 7 that God will literally have 144,000 Jewish men that he's going to protect supernaturally from all these things that are taking place upon the earth. Now, this lines up. I told you when we went last time I was here, and we went through Revelation chapter number 6, and we looked at the seals, the first seals that they were being opened, and the first four horsemen. Remember that we call it the apocalypse, the horsemen, the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, the pale horse, that kind of thing. We lined it up with Matthew chapter number 24. Remember those verses. I won't go back there. But I left off at Matthew 24:14, I think it was, where it says, yes, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to come unto all nations, and then shall the end come. That verse lines up with Revelation chapter number 7. Remember how we kind of lined all those seals up with Revelation 6? Well, Matthew 24:14 lines up with Revelation chapter number 7, which we're about to read. So the Lord in all of that discourse gave us kind of an outline, a thumbnail sketch, if you will, of what's going to take place in the tribulation period. And then he said, and then shall the end come. Now, a lot of missiologists, a lot of good preachers, even a lot of evangelists, talk about getting the gospel preached into all the world. And we just had a missions conference. And that's our desire, to preach the gospel to every creature. But this is awful to say, but the truth be known, everybody's not going to hear because we're doing a bad job of doing it. Are you following it? Are you following what I'm saying? Okay. We still have to try. We still have to try to reach out as far as we can. But it just, there's more people today on this earth living that's ever in the history of mankind, and more people have never heard the gospel than the history of mankind. However, during tribulation period, that's going to change, okay? And everybody on earth will know about Jesus Christ during the tribulation period through the working of the two witnesses. That's going to come later in the book of Revelation. And I believe as a result of two witnesses, again, we'll talk a little bit about that later, that these 104, how are these 144,000 getting saved? Who's telling them? Who's sharing the gospel? We're gone, are we? I ain't going to be here during the tribulation period. So who's here? In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. And God has never left this earth without a witness, okay? Who's going to be where there's going to be two men? We'll get into that later. And through their ministry in Israel, their ministry is basically, are y'all following? I know there's a lot here. And they're going to have a ministry. We're going to look at 42 months. And again, we'll get a chart here one of these days so you can see how it all laid out. I believe that they're all at the beginning. And from their witnessing, these 144,000 come to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and God puts a seal upon them to keep them safe through the tribulation period. You following? They're going to go all the way through the tribulation period. And the two witnesses, they're only going to make it for 42 months. Then they're going to be slain, remember, and their body's going to be in the streets, and all the nations going to rejoice, but God's going to supernaturally do a work of grace and raise them up. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. Well, I want you to understand that these 144,000 are real people. I don't believe they've heard the gospel clear and plain yet, because 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2 tells us that after the rapture, after the translation of saints, if anyone has heard the gospel in their lifetime, as of right now, okay, and they rejected Jesus Christ, they said no to Jesus. They said no to his gift of grace. They will not have an opportunity to be saved during the tribulation period. The Bible says God will send a strong delusion, literally a mental strain that they cannot comprehend that gospel that's being preached, whether it's the two witnesses or whether it's the 144,000 or whoever. Matter of fact, there will be an angel that flies around the world. We're going to read that, telling the inhabitants of the world and all. Everybody's going to know. But if they rejected Christ before the translation of the saints, they won't have an opportunity to be saved. They are doomed. The Bible tells us in 2 Thessalonians 2, because they receive not the word. The Bible actually the word they will be damned. That's an awful word. Because they receive not the truth that was presented to them. With that being said, that still leaves billions of people who've never heard the gospel. I mean, there's 8 billion people on this earth. Billions have not yet heard a clear presentation of the truth of Scripture. And these people who have not heard, they will have an opportunity to be saved during the tribulation period. And there will be multitudes of people who will be saved, praise God, during the tribulation period. And these are people who have not heard yet. And yet they're going to hear and believe. And these 144,000 will be part of that, who's sharing the gospel. It talks about the gospel kingdom and some other things, but still we're talking about people will be saved the same way in the tribulation that we're saved today. That was saved in the Old Testament by faith in Jesus Christ. God's only had one method of salvation all through mankind. It's by his grace, through faith, that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. It's never changed. So these men we're going to be introduced to in Revelation chapter number 7. Let's begin reading, okay? And that was just, there's so much here, and there's 17 verses. Let me see if I can read these all, because I want to try to get this whole chapter today. Now remember, verse number 17, and who's able to stand? Chapter 7. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear the Old Paths in concert. You won't want to miss it. That's Saturday, February 5th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Come hear the Old Paths and be blessed. I hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.